Okay, well, welcome everybody, and thank you for coming and joining me for this presentation. Let me tell you a little bit about who I am and my background. My name is Leslie Juflis, and you can see that CMT behind my name, that is a designation for Chartered Market Technician. You guys can look up the website for the Chartered Market Technicians. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary in New York this last weekend. And it is it's an organization that's dedicated to technical analysis, and it is the gold standard for teaching and learning technical analysis. I had been in the markets for many years before I got my CMT designation. And I'm very happy and very proud to be connected with them. So if any of you feel so inclined, you know, go check them out and see if it's something that you might like to pursue too. It is a series of three rigorous exams, but you will just absolutely get quality education. And this is what I do. I give quality education. I've been in the markets for over 25 years. I've studied many, many approaches to trading. There are a lot of approaches that will work, but they have to, whatever you choose to study, first of all, I would say it must really resonate with you strongly. Otherwise, you're not going to have the wherewithal to get through what's needed to study that process. There's a lot of things out there, a lot of methods, but focusing on one method and learning it inside and out is going to be the best use of your time and your money. I find, because I've been doing this a long time and teaching traders for a very long time, I find that what tends to happen is traders come into the markets. Yeah, and just like the previous presenter just said, they kind of start throwing money at it, but there's no approach. There's no solid skills yet to do that. So have some patience and find the right path for yourself before you're throwing money in there. And if you find a presenter here that you really resonate with, then make sure to follow up with them and stick with it. With not only the method that you use, this series of presentations also deals with the psychology of trading. And this is so important. And my saying on my website is, you know, method in mindset. You have to have both. They have to blend together in order to make your trading work. So you might see somebody else that, you know, has a good method that they're able to follow, they're able to execute, but for the life of you, you're not able to. So you've got to find something that you can study, learn, and then execute. The execution skills account for a great percentage of your bottom line. And that's something that might not make sense to you right now, but as you get into the process of learning to trade, that will make more sense as you go along. So I decided to do this presentation today on a particular pattern that's called the butterfly pattern. Is this particular pattern is one that tends to appear at major market tops and bottoms. It does also form on intraday timeframes. So it is a good pattern for day trading. So you can use this pattern day trading, swing trading, long-term trading. Even investors, I think, should be aware and learn this pattern because it does form at major turning points. And I'm going to show you some very long-term charts today and some very short-term charts. We're going to learn about the structure of this pattern, and I'll be showing you examples of this pattern. Now, I'm always a big fan of when I'm teaching to give some history of patterns. I think it's important to know who did what, and they get the credit for it. And if you add things in yourself as you go along, that's great. But you should know the history of some of these things. So the origins of the butterfly pattern. It is known again as a reversal pattern. And these are the outlines of what it looks like. So this is a cell pattern on the left here, and this is a bi pattern that's on the right. We'll get into that. But this pattern was originated by a trader. He's in Australia by the name of Bryce Gilmore, and he developed a program that was called the Wave Trader in the 1980s. And yes, for some of you that are this new to trading, trading was happening in the 1980s. And far beyond before that. But it was the first computer program that he programmed all of Fibonacci summation series into this. And as you can see on the screen, it calculated each swing and the ratio. And then it analyzed that and labeled the patterns on a scale of 1 to 10. And 10 was a level, 10 swings and ratios that came together at one time. Larry Pesavento, who really incorporated Fibonacci ratios into pattern structure and really brought them to the public. He gets the credit for naming this pattern the butterfly pattern, because when those ratios came together, they were all color-coded, and it looked, he said that it looked like a butterfly. And from there, he also applied other Fibonacci ratios, and he was the first to really publish on this pattern. And now you'll hear variations of other little critter names that might look like this pattern, and people that might be taking credit for those things. And there's some people teaching it that have no idea of the history of it. So, you know, when you're choosing a mentor, make sure they really know kind of what they're, you know, what they're talking about. So let's get on and take a look, get started with this pattern. So this is a chart example that's showing you a buy pattern that's in the blue on the left-hand side. You see the market reverse strongly to the upside, has a nice trend to the upside. And then the market forms another butterfly cell pattern, and the market reverses back down. You have to kind of picture yourself, you know, we talk about the mindset with this pattern. If you're in a declining market and you're coming across a pattern that's a buy pattern, but everything that you're hearing is very, very bearish, that can really mess with your mindset. For myself, I don't listen to news. I don't have any financial statements on during or finance program, CNBC and all those. I don't have any of those on during the day. Price is what I listen to. And price is what forms the patterns that are our opportunities. And then our trade management, our trade plans, those are the fuel to the patterns. And so we have to come up with ways to trade these patterns. But from a psychological point of view, some traders can have a hard time pulling the trigger because of everything they're hearing in the news is very, very bearish. The world is ending, and they just have a hard time pulling the trigger on a pattern like this. Same thing at patterns. These patterns, when they're at tops, everything is just going to go up forever and ever and ever. And you know, you're hearing about the markets. People are buying and making money hands over fist around the tops. And these sell patterns are forming. I'll show you an example from late 2020 into early 2021 of this pattern. And you can kind of put that psychology together. So that's something that traders need to work on and have a good amount of self-awareness of how they're being maybe influenced by outside sources. That's one reason why I do not have news on during the trading day. Okay, there's my little arrows I put in. Market's going down, market's going up. All right, so let's get into a little bit of the structure of this pattern. So this pattern has what's called, it starts with an X point. So there's a swing to the downside. We're looking at what's going to be a sell pattern. So there's a swing to the downside. There's a retracement leg to the upside and a second retracement leg to the downside. Generally, these retracements, we can use Fibonacci ratios to help give us structure with those ratios. So we don't want to see where this C point is. We don't ever want to see the C point exceed A if that market turns up. That's going to invalidate the pattern. But once this retracement is complete and the market starts to turn up again, if that swing exceeds where that X point started, that's our 1.0, then the market is likely making this butterfly sell pattern. We can use this X to A swing, and we can use the length of this swing and multiply it by a Fibonacci extension ratio of both the 127 and the 1618. These are the very common extension ratios where this X to A is going to extend above that starting point and complete around a 127 or a 1.618. You can see the A, B, C, D, and this is a pattern in and of itself, but it's part of this butterfly pattern. And so that's a lightning bolt kind of a shape, and the D point extends beyond the X. If we have an A, B, C, D that's contained within that previous swing, that's called a Gartley pattern. And I'll show you examples of the differences as we go along. So here's just more illustrations of the butterfly, the sell pattern. So you can imagine yourself watching the market climb up like this. And again, everything is very optimistic. Watching sentiment, when sentiment gets to extremes, those are generally when the markets are going to have the larger turns. And those I'm talking about, longer term charts, daily charts, weekly charts, monthly charts, combination of those time frames. So to be a contrarian trader and to be able to trade a pattern like this, you've got to be aware, like I said, of that sentiment and the level of those sentiments. And there are ways to measure that sentiment. So you can see the illustration. I've got the Fibonacci ratios drawn in. So you have the X to A, you have a retracement up. I'm showing a 0.382. And here you have another retracement down. Remember, our C can't exceed that, that A point. We want the C to be above there. And the same thing with the buy pattern. We have our initial swing X to A, and then we get our A, B, C, and D. We don't want the C extending above A. And you can see the longer leg of the C to D that extends below the starting point of the pattern. I don't remember how many arrows I put in here. There we go. Now, here's an example of an intraday chart of the NASDAQ, the price chart. And here's a market that's been declining. It has a retracement from this leg up. Here starts our X point, and then this A, B, C, D, the lightning bolt shape begins, and it extends beyond the X. Our C to D leg is going outside of that X point, and that's what—that's how we identify the butterfly pattern. And you can see the market reversed from that point. Now, the A, B, and C, D legs, we call an A, B equals C, D pattern, but oftentimes, a fairly good percentage of times, the C, D leg is actually going to be longer than that A, B leg, but we'll get into that as I show you some examples. I'll be pointing that out to you. So looking at the structure, the pattern with the AB equals CD extensions, notice these long bars that are coming up through, this would be our regular ABCD. This would be where the Gartley pattern is. But this Gartley pattern gets to this little completion area, it only does a very shallow pullback. And that's an indication that the market has strength in that direction. Whenever these pullbacks start to become shallow, then you may have a trending move to the upside. So that Gartley sell pattern right here failed, and the trader may have taken a loss on that. And this is where mindset becomes important, because let's take a look at the next slide. So here's the same pattern, and it extends up to a, wrong slide, this one. It extends up, wait, that's the failed one. One more. There it is. It extends up to the butterfly pattern. So let me back that up one more time. I get too many slides in here. So these are excerpts from my 12-hour master training with pattern recognition that covers these patterns in detail. And I'll show that to you at the end. But here's where the Gartley pattern was. So the ABCD was contained within this X to A. And you can see it did not really get a retracement there. And this powered up with this long bar. Now here, you have to imagine, as I was mentioning, the method and the mindset. And this is going to be true for anything that you trade. You've got to understand the mindset that goes with how you can successfully trade and pull the trigger when you're supposed to. So this is a strong move to the upside. But let's look at the next slide. So that's where the butterfly pattern completed, right when that was looking like it was just, let me go back again, looking like it was just going to keep going up forever. And the butterfly pattern completes the X to A. We measure that, multiply. So if that was 10 points, you multiply it by 1.27, add it to that low, and that gives you where that extension is. If you're looking for a 1618 extension, then you would just multiply that length by 1618 and add it to the bottom, and that would show you where that is too. Most software, you'll be able to put in those ratios now and find it that way. It's not a bad idea though when you're learning to do a few of these by hand so you kind of get the feel for it. I'm a big fan of doing some of your chart work by hand. I just think there's no better way to get a good feel for the markets. I kept books that I've done on grid paper where I hand draw the S&P every single day. So it's a good exercise to do. So you can see that's where the market reversed. So you only want to learn this pattern if you're interested in finding main turning points of the market. If you don't have any interest in that, this might not be a good pattern for you. But you can see the powerful move. Now, they don't always get a powerful move like that. And I'll show you examples here, not on this slide, but where the market, you know, failed, because these patterns, like any pattern, can fail. And with the butterfly pattern, the thing is, when they do fail, they can fail in a very, very big way. But we'll get into that a little bit more. So on this example, on the S&P futures, this was from an daily chart on here. But the intraday charts on the S&P, these patterns show up on a regular basis on the intraday charts near the main swing highs and lows. But here you can see that the market, again, look at the bars. Look at these bars that are looking strong coming up. Now, a lot of traders would take a point like this X across here, and they would do that as a breakout trade. But look at what happens. Now, a large amount of breakout trades fail. So let's keep that in mind with this pattern. So if there's a high percentage of breakout trades that fail in reverse, maybe recognizing this pattern might be more to your advantage than doing some of the breakout trades. I think there are certain conditions for breakout trades that are going to help with a win-loss ratio with them. But generally, they tend to have a lower win-loss ratio, but it's made back if the trader catches some of the larger breakouts. But again, a high percentage of them do fail. Oftentimes, it's with the pattern, with the butterfly pattern, and that's where the big move is. So on this one, you can see the market turns, and that's pretty good move from high to low in itself, but it gets this retracement, 50% retracement back up. There's a big long candle here. So this would be an expected retracement. And because of the retracement and the long candles like this, many times tend to get retracements into about the 50% level of those. And then the market turns down. And look at that big, powerful move on that. And then at the lows, the market forms an ABCD butterfly buy pattern. And so again, the psychology here is that this market has had this retracement up, big move down. And the psychology of market participants is most likely the market breaking these lows is going to continue down. Again, there's another false breakout to the downside and the market has a retracement up. This, I wanted to show this chart because sometimes what happens with the butterfly pattern is the market does reverse, but instead of getting a big, huge, powerful move like this, it'll get a good retracement up. So again, your trade execution skills, your trade management are going to be key in anything that you trade. So let's take a look also at this chart. This is of the Japanese yen and the US dollar. What tends to occur with butterfly patterns is that sometimes when a market on a longer time frame, sometimes intraday as well, but on some of the major highs and lows, the markets will make a series of these patterns. And so this is an example of that, where there was the first butterfly pattern here. So here's our X to A, here's the first swing. And then we have the lightning bolt A, B, retracement to C, an extension of the C to D. And of course, we want to use that X to A to find where those extension ratios are. We can use both the A, B, and the C, D to help us with finding the completion point and where to enter the pattern. And we can also use that X to A of the pattern to help. So you can see this got a nice rally to the upside off of that. Again, look at this downtrend. What's the psychology of this? The market participants are thinking this market's going to go down forever. And then all of a sudden it gets this big rally. Well, it wasn't the end of the downtrend. They were right that time. But here you've got X to A, and you have A, B, C, D. Another, a second butterfly pattern forms. Here, I'm just showing you the ratio of the B to C. Sometimes doing that extension is helpful as well. Market, notice the rally here. The market rallies up, gets a little pullback, and rallies up again, and it's forming that X to A leg. This pattern right here that did this retracement like this, that's an A, a B, a C, a D. That's a Gartley. That's a Gartley sell pattern because that A, B, C, D is within that previous swing, but it's a part of the formation of the next pattern. And the market does the lightning bolt A, B, C, D down to these lows. This is also what's called a three drive to the bottom pattern. So many times in my, you know, many years now of working with these patterns, many times there are not only multiples of the same pattern, but multiples of other patterns as well, like a 1, 2, 3 drive to the bottom pattern. These Gartley sell patterns are starting to form. Here's another Gartley sell, A, B, C, D, starting to form. Market turns, and that, you know, brings this big pattern of the butterfly down to there, and that's where the market reversed from the lows up to the highs. So it's important, the mindset here is very important. Is traders got to learn to stay with what they're seeing. A book that I wrote with Larry Pesavento called Trade What You See, How to Profit from Pattern Recognition. You know, that's the theme of the book, is that instead of having all these outside sources telling you what to do, you've got to learn to trade what you see and develop that mindset to stick with it. These are big moves. You can catch moves like this, and you can learn to trade reversals and learn to find these patterns at highs and lows. You know, you always say you can't find the highs and lows. Well, you can. Yes, you can, if you have the right patterns and the right skills with it. Here's another example of multiple patterns. This was on the euro. And so this illustrates three main things. See the first butterfly pattern here? Remember I said when these fail, they tend to fail big. Notice this little teeny tiny retracement. And a few slides ago, I said, generally, when you only get very small, shallow retracement, that's an indication that the market is in a trending mode and there's strength. And that just logically makes sense because that means buyers are coming in here. They're not even waiting for a bigger pullback. They want in. And so they're getting in and the market pushes higher. So the trade management with these patterns is very, very important. Not all patterns of any technical nature produce a profit every single time the pattern appears. So when these patterns fail, they can fail big. That's the first point. The second point is your risk control is absolutely essential because of that. And the third is you've got to develop a mindset to stay with it. So here again, the market progresses to the upside. This is an ABCD buy pattern right here. And the market from that buy pattern moves up and starts to form an A to B, B to C, and then the final C to D leg, which is where the market finally reverses from. So if a trader is lets their emotions get in the way because they had a loss here, and then they miss these other patterns, especially the big reversal pattern, you're not ever going to be able to trade successfully like that. An important aspect of trading is learning to get into your next setup, regardless of what happened to the last one. There's a book, Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone, and he brought trading psychology to the public. He passed away much too soon at a younger age, several years ago. But that's a very good book on psychology of trading. Again, it's called Trading in the Zone. So you might want to check that one out. Here's an example of, I'm not sure I could call this a completely failed butterfly pattern. Market moves to the downside. This is another Forex chart. Any market, these are going to be any market, any time frame. We'll look at a couple of the charts of GBTC, which is kind of like the ETF for Bitcoin, but you'll find them on the Bitcoin charts when they were topping, a year and a half to 2 years ago, butterfly patterns, like the progression of them to the upside. And that market was topping. It was on longer term timeframes. So that was, telling you that market, that was it for that market for a while. Maybe sooner or later, it'll get back above those highs. But that was a big top. But here you see that gets down to the completion area. It has this retracement up. So this on this chart, this is a daily chart. So that is possible. The trader still makes some money on this. It's just not a big reversal to the upside like we've been looking at. So any technical pattern that you trade, any pattern that's based in technical analysis is going to have the potential for different outcomes. So you've got to learn and know what those potential outcomes are. I was just saying breakout patterns, they fail a lot of times and they not only can fail. So we're not looking at they fail or they go. No, there are still three other things that those patterns can do. And so know your pattern. That's, I guess, the best thing I can tell you. This is why I said earlier, you've got to know what you trade like the back of your hand. Otherwise, you're just always going to be looking for something that looks easier. And it doesn't exist. It's not there. So you've got to find what resonates with you and make it easy for yourself. And that's a process that takes some time to do. Okay, so I always have things. Again, this is an excerpt from my course. So I have these little things flying around. Okay, so as I mentioned, there can be a progression when markets are forming major tops or bottoms. There can be that progression of several butterfly patterns, but not only a progression on just one chart. This is an example of progression of butterfly patterns showing up in major indexes all at the same time. The Dow Jones Industrials on the futures contract, the NASDAQ chart futures contract, the Russell over here, the S&P 500. And so notice that progression. Again, let me use the S&P down here as an example. So we see this butterfly cell pattern up here. Again, notice shallow pullback, right? Here's a little tiny butterfly right here, little small one, X, A, B, C, D. And it comes up and that gets a retracement to the downside. And that's actually a pretty good retracement off of that little butterfly. But the market is still progressing to the upside. But look at all these sell patterns based on the butterfly pattern that are forming. And all of the indexes are forming them all at the same time. So towards the end of 2021, there were many butterfly sell patterns forming on the longer term charts, not only on the indexes. And I'll show you the S&P 500 chart of late 2021. So if nothing else with these patterns, they can help you to sort of double check your own meter for, are you way too optimistic? Are you way too pessimistic? Where is your sentiment meter? You start seeing a lot of these and you say, oh, wow, okay, is the market going up forever? You know, maybe not, probably not. So pay attention when you see butterfly patterns forming, not only in one market, but across several markets. If it's in, let's say, an ETF that you follow, say gold ETF that you follow, if you start seeing this on a gold ETF, you might want to go start checking individual stocks related to that ETF. And more than likely, you're going to find those in series as well. Okay, let's take a look here. So as I was mentioning earlier, so we've looked at intraday charts and we've looked at daily charts. Now let's just take a look at something that's a very long-term cycle. I was listening to one of the symposium that I said that CMT had over this last weekend. Ralph Acampora, who actually founded 50 years ago the CMT, and he is like the master of technical analysis. There just isn't anybody better than Ralph. He's amazing. Ralph back in the 1990s was making these calls on the market of where it was headed that nobody could believe, but he would like nail it every time. He was amazing at what, and he still is, what he does and what he teaches. And it's very simple. He does not go into things that are complicated, you know, chart pattern. He uses chart patterns, trend lines, it's great. So anyway, they were talking about the bond market and showing some charts. So I thought, well, let me pull up a little bit longer term, you know, chart. And let me see what's there. Well, over here, going back into the 1980s, you can see that I wrote down here that the 30-year mortgage interest rate was around 18.63%. That was the average mortgage rate at the time. If people are, you know, screaming about the 6%, you know, around maybe 7%, is fluctuating around there. But you got to put it into a longer term perspective and look at things as these big cycles that happen within the different markets. And so around the 1980s here, a butterfly buy pattern appeared. So here's the X to A, and the B, the C, and the D. So our X to A swing got it right on that 1.27. And that's where the market reversed the long-term downtrend and the market over many, many years. And look at the ups and downs within this very, very long time frame. So that's what we can expect over here too. We're going to see some ups and downs with it, but we're not going to see interest rates go to new all-time lows. We're not. Will we see them go higher? I think so. Yes, I think so. Looking at this chart, we have a very long-term trend that has been decisively broken as an uptrend, and now we have a new downtrend. But we'll get ups and downs within this downtrend, but We're probably going to bounce around. Ralph Acampora said that, you know, in our lifetimes, we will probably see double digit interest rates again. So, you know, you're looking to buy a house now. I think, you know, people have to look at this, like if it works for you where it is, that's what should be the deciding factor. Not saying, as so many people are, I'm going to wait for interest rates to come back down. Okay. I don't think I'll live long enough, but anyway, well, maybe, never say never, right? Okay, so now let's kind of fast forward and let's look at the topping process. This topping process was going on for a while here. Here's a head and shoulder pattern. Here's a butterfly, X, A, B, C, D, butterfly cell pattern. That was also part of the left shoulder and the head of this head and shoulder pattern, and then a decline, but that trend line is still intact. That's the important thing. And then here we have another butterfly cell pattern, X, A, B, C, extension up past where we started to D, nice big reversal to the downside. Notice how this swing is starting to get bigger. And then the market progresses to the upside again. So this is our X point, X, A, B, C, D. Now, what I did here is I cloned these lines. So from here to here, I drew a line and I cloned it and dropped it over to this low and projected it up. So if you don't have a drawing tool like I'm showing you in my software, this is how you can do it. You just find your Fibonacci ladder, and you can put in the 127 and the 1618. So that will help you get that X to A, or you can do it by hand, like I showed you. It's pretty easy. And then you can just clone lines like this. And if you've got the retracement Fibonacci's, then you can find what those retracements are on there on your B to C leg. But notice now how the market from this butterfly is a huge butterfly cell pattern. This was the 127 right here, this red line across here. That was the 127 completion of the pattern. Big, notice the change in character of the market here. As you get big, long bars, the retracements are starting to be more shallow. And you get down here. Here's a little, this could look like an X, A, B, C, D. I'm going to talk about these in just a minute. But you have to understand the market environment and the market structure that you're in to help you read the price. Remember, price is the most important thing. When I work with students on these patterns, we don't have any indicators on the chart. If they send me a chart and they've got 9 indicators, I say, please take all the indicators off. We're just going to work with price and pattern for now. And we work with price and pattern until they understand price and market structure, market environment. And it's not until we make progress with that we even consider putting an indicator on the chart. But the change of character here is going from an uptrend to a downtrend. So this is not likely, that's not likely to work because of that. And look at these big long bars and starting to break a very long-term trend line. And so here's a little retest of the trend line. I don't have it drawn in, but if we drew it in, it'd be right around in this area. Now we're getting an A, B, C, D cell pattern right here on this retracement. So it looks to me like this market comes up just a bit more in turns. We may see those lows break and interest rates will be rising at that point if that occurs. Okay, now here, just to kind of show you that this pattern, all technical, all classic technical analysis patterns have been on chart since charts were charted. But this was another example of a cell pattern, butterfly cell pattern. So this is from 1933 to 1937. And there's even one here. This would be an X down to A, B, C, and the extension above our X here. And then it forms another A, B, C, and a D. So this is a Gartley pattern, this A, B, C, D, because that D point is within that previous swing. So it gives a Gartley buy pattern. The market moves up. We get another extension, X to A up here, and another butterfly sell pattern on there. So as you're learning, trading is going to be very, very important for you to focus, just absolutely focus on learning a small handful of patterns. You know, try to resist the urge to just put yourself out there. And I know that's hard to do now because there are so many online outlets to do that. But I think the presentations that they do here at Timing Research is a real benefit to you because it gives you an opportunity to really tune into the ones that you, as I said, resonate with. So I'm going to come back to this in just a minute, but here's just a few testimonials. I have more, but here's just a few that I picked out. And I thought these were interesting because a couple of them have traded in harmonic patterns. These are known as harmonic patterns, Gartley's butterflies, ABCD, three drives, because of those types of structures with the Fibonacci ratios and symmetry and things. But some of these traders have traded these for a long time, but it wasn't until they took my course that they really learned some of the intricacies. And that's, I think, what I'm really best known for. I came across not too long ago, I don't even know their name, but they've been trading for 5 years and have these courses out there on the harmonic patterns. And somebody had asked them, why don't you teach ABCD? And his answer was, oh, it's too simple of a pattern. Well, in my course, I have, I think it's 6 sections on the AB equals CD alone, because it's that important of a root pattern to other patterns and to understanding some of the swings in the markets. So that's a difference where you've experienced, and you know, sooner or later, I hope that he discovers, maybe he'll buy one of my courses. Hope he discovers the importance of that pattern. So go with somebody that has the experience and what they're doing. This person here, I've worked with for a while, and he's just becoming a very good reader of price in the market and these patterns. And this person here also, he's got all of my courses. And as he said, he's been trading these patterns for 20 years, and he's learned a lot from my courses. And that is my goal. So these are the courses. But before we get into this, I have a couple minutes. So I want to go real quick. I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to pull up these charts, and I want to show you a couple of examples of some real charts real quick. Okay, so this is GBTC. This is the Grayscale trust for Bitcoin. And so I've marked in up here, these were the highs of the market. I've got an extension from this swing low to high up here, where it made the highs of the market. The market had this big drop here. I'm going to take that off so we don't muddy it. And over here, we have more extensions. We have kind of a 1-2-3 drive up here, retracement. The market is starting to change character in here. And then on this drop, as it gets down into this support area, now look at the big rise that the market had here. Huge enthusiasm in the market back here. In fact, I had done a segment for Stock Charts on Your Daily Five right around this time. And the optimism was more than I have seen in, I think, in any market since I've been trading, of people when the market's starting to show these sell patterns, people saying, you know, oh, you know, buy Bitcoin. And I'm saying, but no, that's it. You're not going to see a high anytime soon in Bitcoin. That's it. And so down here, there's always a sort of a buy the dip mentality. And back here, we had some gaps to the upside before this big last parabolic rise. And so here's this little butterfly buy pattern that forms. You can see on my horizontal cursor right into the support area, and then has a rally to the upside, but the sell pattern, that's a Gartley pattern because it's within this big swing here. And at the end of that, here's our little powerful reversal, X, A, B, C, D, a little butterfly cell pattern, and then the market reverses down. So, you know, I hope you're getting the point that, yeah, you can find the highs and lows in the markets with this pattern. And I think it's a detriment if you don't know this particular pattern, because of the way it does form around these very high sentiment areas in the market. All right, let's look at another one. Okay, so this is the Euro. Tried to pick out a range of markets. So I'm just going to use this little tool here. This just because it's quick. I don't want to run out of time. But here is the market is declining. Here's a butterfly buy pattern that formed. See, retracement to the upside. So this is a profitable swing to the upside. There's no reason a trader should lose money on something like that. So they don't always get that huge reversal, right? So our trade management is important. But then the market is, you know, as we know now, in a progression, forms another butterfly buy pattern down here. And this is where the market does the reversal. Very strong reversal on that one to the upside. So remember, trade what you see and only learn this pattern if you're interested in finding highs and lows. If you're not, well, that's okay. Okay, so here I want to show you back here, just ignore all this other stuff. These are kind of like my working charts, so I tend to keep a lot of things drawn on them. But here, this is where we are back in 2021, late in 2021, coming into 2022. So here is where the butterfly pattern was. Now, once this started to turn to the upside, we're on a daily chart here, I think, a daily or a weekly? I'm on the daily. On the daily chart, I said, you know, to my subscribers and students said, you know, I think we've got a buy or a sell pattern, a butterfly sell pattern forming. So we started to monitor it when the market started to turn up. And an early clue that you can tell that that is going to be a butterfly pattern and not a Gartley is because of the length of the swings of the AB and CD. So if we have our length of our AB, which is right here, and there's our retracement BC, then all we need to do is clone that and drop it over. And we know that that D point has to at least be equal to AB. And we can see in order for that to happen in this case, it has to extend above that X point over here. And so you can tell early sometimes that you're going to have a butterfly pattern and you have plenty of time to be planning the trade. But again, look at the big long bars coming up. If you guys remember back to 2021, early 2022, how optimistic it was. It was such a huge amount of greed. It was just on the greed side, the extreme greed side was happening. And that's what occurs at market tops. And then you start to see these kinds of patterns with it and really pay attention. Okay, and then lastly, we'll look at this one here. So we can see a succession of just different patterns that formed since then. So here's the top. And then down here, here's a butterfly buy pattern that formed before that first rally up, formed our trend line. We come back down. We have a big ABCD buy pattern, little rally down to an extension, rally back to the trend line. Here's another butterfly buy pattern here, just a little bit out of our X, not too much there, but it did exceed it. Didn't get to a big 127 extension, but because it's beyond where the X point is here, it makes it a butterfly buy. And so using the ABCD swings here was helpful in planning entries. And you can see the market once again reversed to the upside. Here's a little X, ABCD butterfly sell pattern at the trend line and back down. So in March, back here, this one back here, that was October where the market's reversed. And we just had on the intraday chart up here. So I can't, ABCD sell pattern right up here is the market's really been testing that 4,200 level. I think if we go through that 4,208, we're going to get up to that just above that 4,300 level, but it's forming a big range in here now. But there is another little butterfly right here, X, A, B, C, D, right at the top of that swing. Okay, now I'd like to get back to this here, because I'd like you to learn these patterns. And so I have very comprehensive courses. The 12-hour course is going to bring you through the history. It's going to bring you through all of the pattern structures, 6 sections on the ABCD, 3 drive, the Gartley, the butterfly pattern, teach you a lot about technical analysis. And I'm also including, this is the introduction. This is how I would like people to study them in the order. 1, intro to pattern recognition, then the 12-hour course, the self-study course. This is actually, I did this back in the crash era of 2009. And this course is going to show you examples of, I was talking about your trade management, trade execution. It's going to show you examples of what to look for so that you find errors in your own trading to help you get better. And then the last one would be the trend-day trading course. This is intraday, also an intraday course for traders. So this I'm offering as a big course bundle. You have to use this code right here, but it's just the 12-hour course is generally $597, but I'm going to offer all courses bundled together. You have a 2-year access and give you a $200 discount, but you've got to go to this link right here. If you go to my website, just go to this course, 12-hour course, click on it, and then fill out the forms. Here's the coupon code over here. You must have that coupon code. It is case sensitive, so you've got to put it in the correct case. And then when you fill this out, have a coupon, put the code in, it'll take the $200 off, and you'll receive these courses, which are, each one is, like I said, this one's almost 600. This one's, I think 300. This one's about 300. This one's 99. So it's quite a bit. And it's about 30 hours or more of course material with a two hour access to it. If you have any question, also it says down here what's included, so you guys can look at this as well. But in the trend day course, I've also included, there's 12 videos, there's a trend video library in there. After I did this workshop, this and this are recorded workshops that I had done. And so after I did this workshop, as I saw things that were in the material start to appear in real time, as I was trading, I took videos and did that as support material for everybody. And then I think the self-study and the 12-hour course has some examples of live trading that are recorded of the trades, how the patterns unfold, what you're looking at, mindset things that you might be going through when you're monitoring patterns. So you also get a lot of worksheets. And anyway, so if you have any questions, or you have any trouble getting signed up, and please, if this is resonating with this is what you should be studying, but you can email me ljuflis@msn.com. So I think that's it. I'm going to look and see if there's any questions. Okay, let me see. Let me go back up. That would be Roma. She's my helper. Okay. Okay, recorded. Yes, recorded. Okay, anybody have any questions? You're probably all out looking for butterfly patterns. If you're watching this later and you have a question, then thank you very much. If you have any questions, then please, you have a question on the course materials that I can answer for you, please email me. It's hard in this amount of time to get into a huge amount of detail with it, but I think on that one slide, you'll see, you know, what's included with those. Just send me an email. So thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate you being here, and the best of luck, best wishes for successful trading.